Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I tried to do it Sunday, and I just couldn't get it up. You're worthless.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty. You know, one thing I was thinking about is we've built ourselves a little community here. It is funny. Steiny, Guru, Evan, the listeners.
Oh, yeah.
We're like a family.
We
love our family, and sometimes we worry about our family.
And that's what life's about.
And there's been two guys in particular that we've been a little bit concerned about because we haven't heard from them in a little while.
Man, oh man, APB.
And we love them. And as someone who's not a spring chicken, they're not spring chickens either. But we've been a little concerned about Priest in Palo Alto.
Man.
And Skinny Bob in El Rio.
Yeah, I have a clue.
So.
I can't wait.
The good news is, Priest in Palo Alto, how you doing, buddy?
Our man.
Good to hear from you.
All right. Thanks for taking my call, man. Sure. I'm all right, man. I just hang out. Just, you know, lay low sometimes. You know
I got
what
you.
Saying?
I got you.
I've been doing this, man, calling sports talk shows since the late 70s. You know,
yeah, I hear you.
It's been a long run. So sometimes I just like to lay out. You know?
I hear you. Well,
but,
I love it.
But I just want to. You guys get concerned about me. I get concerned about Guru.
Priest, I do, believe man. You because we're family. Go ahead, baby. Tell me why.
I just don't know what it's going to take for you to understand what's happening here. Well, how much of this drug do you got to take to understand that it messes with your mind?
Oh, man.
You know what I'm saying?
I fell for the Jimmy Butler thing, man. I really did.
Yeah, but you got to look at the teams left in the playoffs. Do the Warriors resemble any of them?
No.
The playoffs are a trial by fire. They make all your warts look like, you know.
Yeah, boils.
You've been stabbed.
Yeah.
Rocky
Dennis.
So if anything ain't right, it's going to look like a break in the chain. You know what I'm saying? And so when I say, you know, you guys run this play all the time that he's too old, it's not because I don't like Steph Curry.
I want to
be real clear about that. I want to see him continue to play. What I mean by that is they need to get a lot younger. And they keep getting older. They got to put youth around him. They have to look at this team with clear eyes and stuff. This dude wants to bring back GP and Looney. Think about that. Think about the insanity of that. When you keep doing the same thing over and over again and it's not changing, that's the definition of insanity. They should never be in the play-in if they expect to win a chip. That's just a joke. Mm. So I'm saying, bro, you know, for my sanity and yours, because I hear you and it hurts me.
But talk to me real quick, Priest. Kuminga, you talked about youth and Kerr said he wasn't good enough to play with Steph and the rest. Like, that hurt. And then Kuminga goes out and looks like a young Dominique Wilkins. Like, make that make sense.
Stop. Guru, consider the source. Mm. Just consider the source. The dude, he has issues with players that don't kiss the ring. You get what I'm saying? I'm not going to get too political.
No, I hear you.
But he has an issue with players that don't see things the way that he does. And see, because he was able to break Draymond's mind and make him be something he wasn't. And he did the same thing with Looney, and he's trying to do the same thing with Kuminga, and Kuminga is resisting it. Mm. That's the problem. Mm. It ain't what he's doing on the court. It's what he's doing within the parameters of how Steve Kerr sees the game. So when you got players, like most coaches, they look at the talent that they have and they coach to the talent. Steve Kerr coaches to a template that he sees in his mind. Mm. And when things don't fit, it disturbs him. He can't handle it. So he'll put in guys, man, that make the picture look a little clearer to him, right? And so that's just how his coaching style. He's a great strategical coach. Tactically, he struggles. When things don't look right,
yep,
he don't know where to go. You feel me?
Yeah. Priest, thank you for the call. I mean, we
glad you're good.
Thanks for trying to help. Thanks for trying to help me out. He wants to know
a lot. He said a lot.
He's frustrated.
Like a lot of it.
He's frustrated with you.
Well, no, he's worried about me.
We all are.
No, stop. Act like it's just me. When Jimmy came to town and everything changed, let's don't front. We talked about third seed, fourth seed, everybody. If you're going to sit here and do it now, a day after wearing the jersey. Steiny,
please.
You saw the possibility of, oh boy, where can this thing go?
Right.
And the worst part about it, and I would have said it to Priest, he was getting his issue in, is had Curry not got hurt,
okay,
that's what hurts about, yeah, they got beat, but it would have felt different had we been at full health.
Well, I don't know.
The main guy.
Would it have felt better if Curry played and they got beat in, let's say, six?
Most definitely. Because then you would know that wasn't good enough. But because Curry went down the way that
now
he did,
now you think they're good enough.
I'm mad at Jimmy, and I'm only mad basketball mad at either you're older, which you are. I thought you had way more left in the tank, which you may not. But for you not to get called out for how you approached the last two games of this series with no Steph Curry, miss me. I can never put my stamp of approval on Jimmy Butler. You owe me. You owe us.
You better hope that the Warriors don't issue a press release saying Butler's undergoing surgery.
No, that should already happen. He should have said it.
He should have made an excuse if he was hurt.
It's not an excuse, but he didn't say it. I mean, when are we going to say, if you're out there, you're out there. But boy, Stoney, that would be my Christmas if he said that, Jimmy Butler, into a mic. I saw the fall. I feel like, okay, you're older, basketball older, but for you not to even go there, you're telling me you're ready to take grenades from a nobody on the air, me. But it's not just me talking. You got other stewards of the game just scratching their head as to, yeah, it ain't even about him going 15 or 20. It's like, dude, why are you shooting 11 times and thinking that's okay with what's around you? That's all, Steiny.
I mean,
Minnesota's a better.
You're not giving him the benefit of the doubt. You're not giving Butler the benefit of the doubt.
I hear you, and it hurts me.
So this was Udonis Haslam. He knows a little bit about Jimmy Butler.
Okay.
I mean, this is who Jimmy is. I tell people this all the time. Jimmy is a very smart, calculated offensive player. He preys on mistakes. He needs you to have weaknesses. If you don't have a weakness, if you don't make a mistake, it's a tough night for Jimmy Butler. You put Jaden McDaniels on him. You have Ant-Man on him with athleticism. You have Julius Randle on him with size and strength. Then you have Rudy Gobert sitting in the paint. This was just not a series for Jimmy Butler. As great as Jimmy Butler is, there is a difference between LeBron James and Jimmy Butler. There is a difference between Dwayne Wade and Jimmy Butler. There's a difference between those guys. And that takes away nothing from Jimmy's greatness. He said it himself. I'm not the fastest. I don't jump the highest. I don't have the most skill level, but I play hard as hell. Well, that wasn't enough in this series.
That was Udonis Haslam. The other thing Jimmy Butler said, and we kind of laughed it off, was we got to get Steph back. It's so hard without him. It's so much easier with Steph. I think he was just telling the truth. And I think it was easier for everybody.
Right.
Let's go to Caleb in Livermore.
Our man.
Hey, Caleb, how you doing, man?
What's up, my guys?
Hey.
How y'all doing?
Gang, oh, doing well. Hey, good. Western Conference Finals tonight, man.
I bet you wish your Warriors were in it. Dude, before I get into my thing, man, where were you for the last few days? You were on like a trip or something?
Yeah, I picked my daughter up from school.
Oh, was it like graduation?
No, she's coming home, so we make it a little thing to where I go get her, help her break camp, and come home.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, that's pretty dope, man. That's dope. Thanks.
I mean,
but Steiny,
yeah.
I gotta get on you, buddy.
Being right again. Yeah, I know what.
You know, every time I call, and you did a little slick thing about the AAU stuff, I gotta get on.
Oh,
you.
I got you. Yeah.
Your performance yesterday wearing that Minnesota Timberwolves clothing.
Sure. Get on.
You just showed Bay Area 95.7 in game and America your true colors. And I got to give it up to you, man. You weren't shy about it. I applaud you for that.
Thank you.
The fact of the matter is, though, let's talk about Jimmy Butler real quick.
Yeah, right, go ahead, Caleb.
Dude, we're getting kind of emotional talking about Jimmy. We just got to break this down real quick. Jimmy Butler in 2023, right? Because everyone's talking about 2023 when they went into the finals. Look at the team he had around him when he was in Miami. The shooting, right? You had Duncan Robinson. You had Tyler Hero. You had Kyle Lowry, Caleb Martin, Max Strus, Gabe Vincent. I mean, you had dudes who could space the floor. And that's part of Jimmy's game. And there's a reason why that when Steph went out, how it challenging was, because they loaded up on Jimmy. And when he collapsed the paint, they were in his face. And when he kicked out, dudes couldn't hit shots. Like that's part of how Jimmy just plays offensively. And Steph with his gravity, it just makes the game easier for everyone else, including him. There's a reason why he was the Batman, bro. Cause he was the guy Robin. He was the Robin to, Steph's Batman, because he was the guy that was playing off Steph. So when Steph went down, it was just a challenge.
Yep.
But I just think, too, like Jimmy wasn't 100%, man, and he's not going to make any excuses. No athlete does, because you don't want people to feel sorry for yourself. But we all saw how Jimmy was moving. I mean, come on, man. The guy clearly was carrying an injury, and they're not even in this position. They're not even in the playoffs. Without Jimmy Butler, he completely changed this season. And I think Draymond is 100% correct. When this team, I think going to training camp next year, a full off season to really get to know each other, I think this Warriors team is going to be really good next year. But they do have to make some kind of a move, whether it's for some size, some shooting, but it's not going to be honest. Come on, let's be real.
Gotcha, Caleb. Appreciate the call. Yeah, I don't.
Maybe closer.
I don't know. Yeah. We got a super chat here on the YouTube chat from our buddies at Matco Pest Control, a five spot.
Okay.
Steiny, they get better with a $14.1 million non-taxpayer mid-level exception and their $5.1 million biannual exception for Adams or Brooke Lopez. Then flip JK and Moses Moody and get something for them.
Well,
this is crazy.
Like Friday, I didn't get to talk to you and Evan, but it actually happened when you guys were off the show. But seeing Kuminga there with, this is just me, seeing him there with the owner, what were your thoughts? Like,
again, I don't feel like he's going anywhere now. And forget just the game. It was after the series he had. Yeah, Laker had to call him, hey, come hang out with me.
Yeah, Laker was sticking it to Kerr. Stop. Don't you think?
Steve, stop.
I do think that Laker, it was kind of his way of saying,
you're still my guy.
This guy's not going anywhere.
Well, all right.
Problem is,
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
He can't come back if everything stays the same. Why would Kuminga want to come back if Butler and Draymond are still here?
Well, they have that's a different story because they got his rights. All right. Hey, we got Warren Moonstein. I almost forgot it. One o'clock coming up. We can get into him about the Purdy contract. But also, too, they got the left. Jenna Jackson, they got the control. Unless the team just goes above and beyond for the idea of Jonathan Kuminga.
Yeah. Guru mentioned it. Warren Moon coming up at 1 o'clock. We're going to talk to him about Brock Purdy. We started the show talking about Brock Purdy and his contract extension. He's locked in for, where's the numbers again? 181 guaranteed.
Damn, he got paid.
He did. Yep. And Warren Moon, we've had him on before. He's great. One of Guru's favorite all-time quarterbacks. So we'll have him weigh in on Brock Purdy and the contract extension that he got, Warren Moon.
I had a friend who was listening to us, Bryant's down here. You met him one time. And we were talking about Debo and that package being gone or something that Coach Kyle Shanahan won't have to utilize. And he texts me saying, will Shanahan be free now that he doesn't have to worry? I said, no, that tandem was so special at times and made Debo, and Debo got paid, and the Niners went to Super Bowls. But isn't that a bit drastic to say now Kyle's not, you know, a slave to that package of trying to find a way to get Debo involved? And I kind of feel like, you know, it's been a year, maybe 2 years, where you hadn't got your return on investment going to Debo in that way. But it wasn't all on – like, Kyle's calling what he wants to call.
I notice you say that a lot. It's not all on.
Yeah,
it's a fair statement. It's never on one thing.
It's like Kuminga and the Warriors. That's not all on him that you didn't get, you know, you weren't able to make him fit better.
Maybe.
He just showed you that in the playoffs.
He scored in the playoffs.
Yeah, against a damn good defense with length and everything that come on now.
Okay, then sign him to $30 million if you think
that.
So.
If a team needs youth, he shouldn't be going anywhere. If you need size, he shouldn't be going anywhere.
I told you what's going to happen.
Help me out.
There's going to be a sign and trade. The Warriors are going to end up with Naz Reid. You want Naz Reid? Would you trade Kuminga right now for Naz Reid? Naz Reid's got a player option.
I would.
You would?
Yeah. Because I think he would come in here with Jimmy, Dre, and Steph and give them what you need right away.
As it relates to Debo Samuel, that was an interesting take.
I hadn't thought, like, man.
Well, I think the reality of the situation was 2 or 3 years ago, Debo Samuel was an incredible weapon.
You're right.
And so Kyle tried to use him as much as possible. And guess what? Debo didn't like it that much. He didn't like. He didn't want to play running back. Like, he didn't want the carries that he got in the second half of the season when he was getting 9-10 carries. And then, as he moved away from running the ball as much as he had, he became less effective through the air. And then I think last year, I think your buddy's right. Who was it?
Brian.
I think Brian's right. I think Kyle Shanahan was trying to figure out ways to shoehorn Debo Samuel into the game plan, like shoehorn him in, as opposed to 2 or 3 years ago when he wanted to, like when he utilized him knowing he was going to get something out of him. I almost feel like Kyle, this past year, he was like, I got to spoon feed this guy. And before, he used him at his discretion, which was any way he wanted to use him.
It's amazing when you do a show with two people. It can be 3, 4, or 5. You're just having a conversation, and two different people like you and I can look at something totally different. And the reason I bring that up is I feel like Debo would co-sign on this. You owe Kyle everything. And the reason I say that is I don't know how many teams would have drafted you, Debo Samuel, and envisioned the way that Kyle was going to use you, and then at your highest power, nobody could stop it. So I look at the regression, if you want to call it that, of Debo Samuel. I put that at the doorstep. I'm being real, Steiny, at Kyle. I feel like opposing defenses figured out we are not going to fall for the okey-doke anymore. We are going to make that man 19 problems, beat us downfield, and more often than not, you didn't even need that to happen because they could do it with the screens and all that and the sweeps and that stuff. So I'm looking real intently this year to see what Debo does somewhere else with the different, you know, personnel. But also, too, Steiny, what do you say that Kyle could make the adjustment to the adjustment?
I think you're crazy.
Because we saw Debo getting gang tackled like they could sniff it out and read it right before it even. So when he got the ball, 8 guys, it felt like the whole team was tackling him. I never thought Debo didn't want to rock.
I think that's crazy. I think it's absolutely crazy.
You don't think they caught up to the that part of Kyle's system not getting beat by Debo?
So Kyle gets credit for Debo in a great spot.
For years.
Okay, and then all of a sudden, Debo can't produce, and it's on Kyle.
Well, the blocking and everything is taking a step back, if you allow me to, if we can just do it for that sake of the conversation, but things have changed. And if you're telling me you can look me in the face and say Debo is 100% at fault and he's fallen off,
yeah, I think it's 90% Debo Samuel.
But then what about when we saw him return the kicks in the snow? Well,
you didn't want him to return. Nobody wanted to return kicks.
But
he doesn't want to return kicks.
When he got up and running at 20, 25 miles an hour, 30, 35, he looked like the old Debo.
Okay. So why wasn't he the old Debo from scrimmage?
Well, one, he wasn't catching the ball.
I think, you know what? 2 years in football is like 5 years in the NBA. Mm-hmm. That's what I think. I'll tell you what.
No, he took a hell of a lot of hits the way that they used him.
I bet you this. If I ask 49er fans, if Debo Samuel last year, if the year was on him or Kyle, I don't think you're going to have a lot of support saying it was Kyle.
Well, I'm not saying, and I believe you.
But that's what you said.
But
you said
it was Kyle. No, I said he's at fault too. Like, you got to make an adjustment to the adjustment.
Like, if a guy's got a skill set and you're utilizing his skill set and it works, and then you utilize his skill set and it doesn't work, what other thing
do you have with him?
What are you going to do? Run him up the line
as a receiver since they
not
drafted
really.
Him?
No.
And I think that's what led to the downfall too. Is when your rice and gravy went away. We saw you dropped a touchdown against the Rams. It could have changed the fortune of the game. That's on Debo. That's not on Kyle.
Right.
But then you go to the media and say you're not getting the ball. No, you're not getting – like, it was a lot of weird stuff going on. I just don't think Debo evolved as a wide receiver outside of the screen game.
So, okay, that means it's on him, not Kyle.
What if you ask the Commanders that, they see, hey, you can help us. So they don't look at Debo as, you know, dead carcass. They feel like, well, okay, what, you still got something.
What did they end up trading for Debo Samuel to get him?
I don't know.
I don't think it was a whole hell of a lot. I mean.
So you think Debo's done?
I don't think he's done, but I don't think he was. He's not the player he was. Not even close.
And I think they got a lot of guys on the roster that could meet that criteria.
Okay. Well,
Trent Williams, for one, even though I'm his biggest fan, I think he's earned the bounce back or the benefit of the doubt, Stein.
Are you going to have to figure out, are you going to have to find out the same thing about the Niners that you're finding out about the Warriors? That old doesn't work.
Wow. Coming off a birthday, too.
Wow. Who are the 49ers old players right now? Trent Williams.
Put McCaffrey in there.
McCaffrey.
Kittle?
Kittle. Anybody else older? How many games you want? What would you put the over-under on Trent Williams' games this upcoming season?
13. 13 would be suffice.
What about McCaffrey?
14.
What about Kittle?
15.
Call me crazy, I'd take the under on all three of those. I just would.
Injury.
That's why I take the under. That's why I take the under. All right. 888-957-9570 is the number.
Man.
What's the man?
Just the Warriors stuff.
Well, not the Niners? Well, we got Warren Moon.
They got a season coming up.
Warren Moon coming up at 1 o'clock. We're going to talk to him about the Brock Purdy contract and where he sees the San Francisco 49ers in the NFC West. Warren is very familiar with that division. And also, we'll get his thoughts on Seattle, see where they're at. Are they better than the 49ers or not? 888-957-9570 is the number. Memorial Day weekend, it's almost here, people. Swing by Valvoline Instant Oil Change and make sure your vehicle is road ready. No appointment. Stay in your car. Done in 15 minutes. Visit BayAreaOilChange.com for locations and coupons.
How much of this drug do you got to take?
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.